No more interruptions. I apologize, but I did want to just let you know that I have a goal, a short-term goal, which is tomorrow to successfully get to the electrical trust fund office and get this done. And then get the, because they want the direct deposit. I said I was, stop this. Anyway, I have to focus here. I really want to, because I love this man. I am so swept with Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. By my little bit of reading I've done, there is, I was totally struck by the correspondence between the issues he discusses and the very ones we are grappling with here. The importance of claiming the lexicon, the fact that individual self-sufficiency must be the basis of our new world, that strategies for transitioning to that world are through a process of thoughtful decommissioning, and moreover, the modeling and the insistence on personal freedom of the authentic self that we are hoping to bring that model to our communities. I suspect that our reading of Proudhon will provide needed strategic assistance in this moment of transition. And this is a quote from Kropotkin where he discusses Proudhon. Now, Proudhon advocated a society without government and used the word anarchy to describe it. Proudhon repudiated, as is known, all schemes of communism, according to which mankind would be driven into communistic monasteries or barracks, as also all the schemes of state or state-sided socialism, which were advocated by Louis Blanc and the collectivists. When he proclaimed in his first memoir, which is the one I'm going to put large excerpts of up in this PDF, when he proclaimed in his first memoir on property that property is theft, he meant only property in its present Roman law sense of right of use and abuse. In property rights, on the other hand, understood in the limited sense of possession, he saw the best protection against the encroachments of the state. At the same time, he did not want violently to dispossess, and we already recall, share the definition of violent that he's referring to, which is a legal definition of that applied to property. At the same time, he did not want violently to dispossess the present owners of land, dwellings, houses, mines, factories, and so on. He preferred to attain that same end by rendering capital incapable of earning interest. And we want to think about this transition a lot, which is why I'm sharing Proudhon, because he, as did Kropotkin. Kropotkin thought a lot about the vision, the future structure that we want to sustain our freedom. Proudhon thought a lot about the transition as well, so that's why I'm sharing him. He preferred to attain the same end by rendering capital incapable of earning interest. And I comment that this is a strategy akin to stemming the tide of the functionaries or starve the beast. Continuing, and this he proposed to obtain by means of a national bank. And I believe that's an Achilles heel. And it certainly has been a tactic non-threatening at all to date. But we need to discuss this or think about this. Is there a way, as we discussed in our, in when we looked at the question problem of agents, is there a way to nullify this tactic of co-optation? Continuing. A national bank based on the mutual confidence of all those who are engaged in production, who would agree to exchange among themselves their products at cost value by means of labor checks representing the hours of labor required to produce every given commodity. And I believe that we are in staying using terms that have been provided by a utilitarian mindset of power, that we are doing ourselves a disservice. But we'll be thinking more about this question as we read Proudhon. That, continuing, under such a system, which Proudhon described as mutualisme, all the exchanges of services would be strictly equivalent. Besides, such a bank would be enabled to lend money without interest, levying only something like 1% or even less for covering the cost of administration. Everyone being thus enabled to borrow the money that would be required to buy a house, nobody would agree to pay any more a yearly rent for the use of it. A general social liquidation would thus be rendered easy without expropriation. The same applied to mines, railways, factories, and so on. And let's think more on this, which is why I'm sharing Proudhon. And the thoughts that come, as we do, about easy power liquidation, I suspect will be key to our thoughtful decommissioning process.